This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homecast. Your personal discretion is advised. Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed. I believe this is episode 51.
It is.
Episode 51, Trial by Fire. You know, last time in 50, we had some technical difficulties, and Bridget did not bring her newly famous, beautiful computer with technology. So we're going to hope this records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to happen. So we have B-Side.
What up?
What's going on?
What's that?
So I'm having, not going to lie, I'm having a little deja vu right now.
Mm-hmm.
Last time, you know, we podcasted on Storm Nick Jonas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Storm Nick Jonas, you know, the good 7 inches that we weren't expecting. It's always a good, it's always a good surprise.
Good when it's not expected like that.
Always good when it's not. You got it.
Always good when 7 inches instead of.
Do we have a name for this storm?
Piece of shit.
That's the name of the storm.
Our opening theme song was inspired by today's current weather situation.
So, we're currently up to 21 inches?
That's the threat.
Mm.
We were...
That would hurt a lot more than
so a few days ago, we were only going to get 3 inches, light dusting. And then yesterday, I was told by a neighbor it was up to 8 inches. And then as we were sitting at Stones...
That I can get behind.
Well...
A good eight inches, I can get behind.
And then at Stones, you couldn't get behind that, trust me. You don't do things like that. And then when we were at Stones, they were doing a weather update, and the Cape and little tiny Cape Ann got the 12 to 18 inches? And then my mom...
The good old ocean effect. What? Good old ocean effect.
Oh, ocean effect. I was like,
what the hell do you think I said?
I thought you said lotion effect. I'm like, easy. Whoa, there, cowgirl.
You know, you've been going on with inches and lotion.
You started this.
No.
You started.
Your mind is in some crazy places right now.
You started this. Oh, it could be the drugs I'm on.
It could be. Could be.
They're prescribed. Officers, promise.
Officers as prescribed, I promise.
They're prescribed.
I did promise.
Maybe not to me, but the prescribed.
OMG. So we love to go out and have snow adventures.
That is not exactly...
It is true.
I don't love going out in
snow. Oh, I make you. You know,
You promised me food.
And I got...
That girl goes where the food is.
Hold on. We got your food, right?
We did.
So, you know, we went down to Stones for 5:15, 5:20, and they had already closed their food because they were going to close early tonight. So Leonardo's was open across the street.
As they should close early.
Well, usually when it's a, you know, parking ban, everybody in the downtown closes.
As they
why
should.
Would, right, because why would you be open if you can't park downtown?
It's like, I honestly feel like it's not fair to those people that actually have to work in weather conditions like this. And then people come. I did feel bad that we went down there, but...
There was other people. Wasn't just us in there. Yeah,
so I didn't feel that bad once.
There was lots of people getting dropped off by plows.
Yeah.
They were serious goers to Stone's Pub here tonight.
Well, and my mom...
Serious goers.
I told my mom that. And my mom's like, oh yeah, that used to happen at the depot all the time. They would... You know, everybody knew everybody that owned a plow, so they'd get dropped off by a plow truck.
Although I knew game was over when we walked by the Moose and they were closed. those are hardcore bitches that were home.
I can never figure out if they're open or closed. It smells... It's funny because the moose has only been there for so long, and it literally smells like decades of old people drinking in cigarettes
in there. Cigarettes.
Always, I don't even understand how you can get it to that level.
The smoking.
Yeah. Smoking will do it. But it's like... I walk by there, and it smells exactly like it did when it was over on Pleasant Street.
It's amazing, right?
Ugh.
That good old stale smelling shit. I love it. So this is our first podcast.
2017.
Of 2017. Yeah. 1-7-17 today.
Yeah.
It is. So we're not going to be a dead horse on this one.
So we're 1-7-1-7?
We are.
Oh, make a wish.
1-7-1-7.
17-17.
And 7's not even my lucky number, but I bet it's a lot of people's lucky number.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're not going to beat this dead horse. We're going to briefly skim past it, as most of you probably did when you rewatched this and cringed like a motherfucker. Mariah Carey on New Year's Eve.
I didn't even see it. Still haven't seen it.
You still haven't seen it.
No.
What?
Nah.
For the purposes of this podcast, motherfucker, you still haven't watched it?
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, listen, she's been off her rocker for a very long time.
Oh, this was...
But, this, I will say...
This took
there's
the
cake. Seriously, there is two sides to every story. You know production...
Three. Huh. His, hers, and the truth.
But you know the producers, you know how like...
But she was like, oh, everyone's out to get me, pretty much is what she was saying. They did it on purpose. They just wanted to sabotage
me. She could have done a little better to like wing it, but...
Not for nothing. It was your music background, right? It was your music in the background. There was no words. You were supposed to sing to your own song. You're going to tell me, just because there wasn't a bug in your ear, you couldn't hear what everyone else could hear? Because I could hear it clear.
What you hear and what people on stage hear is completely different.
So she couldn't hear anything.
She couldn't hear anything because I actually have a friend that does the stuff for inner ear, and he's on stage a lot. And he said, yeah, if your earpiece is out, you are out there on the pond by yourself, and you are at a loss.
So she literally could not hear the music that was playing to everybody else.
Yes. Because
I don't know. That's crazy, man.
When it's in an open space and it's behind you, and I'm not defending her. Her diva behavior is beyond, like, that is just too much friggin' princess for me. I have way too many people that I know that are like that, and I'm like, nah, girl, I'm good. Thanks. I judge you. Oh, do I judge you? I judge you so hard, and you'll never know, but I judge you secretly to everyone else but you.
You know what I would say? The one thing, you know, because again, we're going to talk about the positive and always come with the positive in this. She is 46 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to be looking like her at 46 years
but
old.
But you know what, though? You know, yeah, that whole outfit, though, I was, like, confused by it.
Well, you know, look, that's actually, if you look at her outfits going on
talk
shows.
She got a lot of
boobs
happening.
Well, what's happening is, if you notice, that when she goes on talk shows, she goes on public appearances, she's wearing, obviously, dancer tights that are thick. So it gives you that silky, smooth line.
But you know what, though? Moving on that, she's 46. J-Lo is 47. I want to look like J-Lo.
I do. I want to look like J-Lo now at 35. Right? Fucking J-Lo. Right? Looks at 47.
That woman, and she even came out and talked about it. That's right. She talked about it, and she kind of defended and also not defended. She said, listen, you're out there to do a show. Whether or not you can hear the music, you just go out and put on a show. Like, if I'm having ear issues, I go out and put on a show. Right. Donnie Wahlberg even came out. Him and Jenny McCarthy came out and said stuff. Jenny McCarthy shouldn't be saying things because, bitch,
she's
you know...
She's not a singer. She's not a performer.
Bitch,
she's not
you know
really
that wasn't
anything.
Even your real hair. No, you weren't...
She never has her real
you
hair
You weren't
on.
Fooling anybody with that weave. Okay, mm-hmm. Donnie, on the other hand, Donnie's been doing this for a very long time.
Right, he's still doing it.
And Donnie had said, listen, he said the same thing as J-Lo. You're out there, you putting on a show. You've been doing this for this long and you all of a sudden can't do it because of a technical difficulty.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, but no.
She was going by on, oh, I look good. Oh, look at me. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
But is she even relevant? Like, well, does she have any music coming out?
Well, no, she doesn't. But not for nothing. Do you know what she was doing? Not only was she just fucking standing there and trying to look pretty, she was actually speaking to the audience and also speaking to her dancers as if no one could fucking hear her. Mm. And almost like, it was weird. Like, you gotta watch back.
I don't know.
The whole thing was uncomfortable. You want to talk about get uncomfortable? This shit was you would have been like, you're gonna be like, I can't.
That's why watch I can't this. Do it. I watched a brief clip and I was like, nope.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's you're so gonna get cringe. Uncomfortable.
It's so crunchy. I'm like, oh, I can't.
It's bad. So speaking of J-Lo,
yeah,
you brought this to my attention, and I actually love, 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 love that J-Lo and Drake are together.
That's Dre-Lo, by the way.
Oh, now we're, oh, I see what was happening.
They got a nickname. It's Dre-Lo.
Oh.
I like it.
Oh.
I'm not mad at that, boy. I am not mad at that.
So.
You go, Drake. So you go.
Okay, wait. Are you condoning people that put their names together?
For Drake and J-Lo, yes.
But for anybody else, you wouldn't?
Negative.
Hashtag Petitia?
Who?
No? That wouldn't work for you?
Petitia? No. God, stop. No. Ew. Ew.
Not for nothing, but you like J-Lo.
That's because they are people I don't know.
Oh, so it's okay for people you don't know.
No, I don't condone Brangelina. I don't condone Bennifer. I don't condone any, but J-Lo I can get behind.
But why? Why J-Lo?
I don't know, just.
You just like it.
This is just so much
cool. It's just so cool.
Yeah.
But you can't get behind Petitia?
No. Come up with something better. Come on.
It's a good one.
No.
It's perfect.
No. That sounds like a girl that's friends with LaQuanda.
Exactly! It's perfect!
No.
Petitia!
No.
LaShonda LaQuanda!
Yeah, Petitia. That's exactly what's gonna happen.
It is catching on already! Good job, Tyler!
Why are we yelling?
Bye, Petitia! Love it. See, Tyler gets behind my shit.
You know what also happened? Oh, yeah. You want to also know? Let's talk about another woman who is up there. 50. Janet Jackson just had a baby.
At 50.
Here's the conspiracy on that.
Natural way?
Yes. Here's a conspiracy on that. So she says she was pregnant. She canceled her tour. No one's actually seen her with her belly or anything like that. They honestly actually think that she had either she was the surrogate for her daughter's baby.
Wait.
Because she was married at the age of 16 to Elle DeBarge, and she had a secret love child. This is the conspiracy here. Don't say that I believe in it, but that either the baby itself was surrogate by the daughter, like the daughter had the baby for Janet, or Janet had the baby for the daughter. But no one seems to believe that Janet would get pregnant and have babies at 50. And we know people that have had babies at the age of 50. You can't. Listen, the oven can work at all times. It's the ingredients sometimes expire. Like your yeast for your cinnamon
That's
rolls.
That's wild. I did try to do some coffee rolls. The yeast expired and nothing baked in my oven.
So, you know.
It was dead.
Yes.
It was just
and I'm
flat.
I'm not going to get into politics here, but Tupac said it best that a man has no right to tell a woman where and when to create one, and I fully stand behind that. And I think the apocalypse better happen in a fucking comet. Oh, did you know that there's a comet that's going to be so close to the Earth that we're going to be actually able to see it on Saturday, January 14th? The next time you'd be able to see it is in 1,000 years. I hope the fucking thing hits us.
So, are you saying the next time that we see a comet will be it will be on your birthday, and then the next time after that, well, you'll be 1,035 years old?
Good Lord, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we better see it now, or we have to wait 1,000 years?
We better pray that we come back as dinosaurs, you know, and do it all over again.
Wow. Right? That's some heavy information.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't believe we can get behind J-Lo, but you can't get behind Petitia. Bye, yes. Petitia!
That's exactly why I can't get behind Petitia.
I can get behind Petitia. If you think of a better one, come back with me with it.
I'll work on that.
Okay.
Hamilcox.
What?
Hamilcox. It's kind of like Hamilton, but it's Hamilcox.
No, I totally cannot get behind that one. That one sucks.
I'll work on it.
I love you, though.
Thanks. At least somebody loves me.
So this past holiday, a lot of companies were giving out the Echo Dot. Amazon Echo. There's two types of Echo. There is the large one that kind of stands tall, whatever, 12 inches, whatever, 24 inches, whatever it is. We're doing a lot.
We're some size queens.
We are being very.
That's our title, size queens.
Yes.
Wait, what minute are we on?
We are on
minute 15, 59.
16.
Oh, minute 1602. Joey's gonna be like, Bridget, why are you talking about inches all over again? Joey, stop listening.
Comment. End. Period. Send. So this dot, right, is named Alexa. Or the Amazon.
I think it's the Echo.
Echo itself is named Alexa. And I know Kyle has posted, she has the Echo Dot and Alexa, and she absolutely raves and loves Alexa.
I have 9 people that got the Echo for Christmas and are in love with Alexa.
Yeah.
My nephew is like, do you have an Alexa, TT? I'm like, no. He's like, you should.
And how old is he?
3.
And he's even like, a 3-year-old he's like, Alexa.
He's like, TT, can you ask Alexa? I'm like, I don't have an Alexa. And he gets very sad because
the Echo Dots, those are only $49.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you can hook it up to, so obviously what they want you to do is they want you to have Amazon Prime. Because if you do, you have access to the world, right? But if you don't have Amazon Prime to play music, it'll hook up to your Pandora.
Yeah.
And it will access any of your Pandora. It will add to your Pandora.
It will listen to every conversation you have. It will listen to everything. If you read the terms and conditions applied, it will listen to everything you're saying, even when you're not talking to it.
So what does that mean?
Big Brother is watching you.
So what does that mean?
Well, so my microphone, right? So I'm logged into my Facebook. Mm-hmm. If I talk about Amazon Echo or if I talk about Tinder or Plenty of Fish, I guarantee in my Facebook apps, when I go to check my newsfeed later, advertisements will come up in there because your microphone on your phone is listening to you at all times. So Amazon Echoes are doing the same thing. Anyone, I think I've talked about this before. If you watch the documentary, Terms and Conditions May Apply, you'd be terrified of the amount of crap that, like, people just like, okay, I read it, click. There's a lot of conditions about certain things. It's crazy.
Huh. But your phone. Though. You're right, though. Yeah. Things just pop up and you think it's coincidental, but.
No, it's your phone listening to you at all times. So
which
I can only imagine.
Scary.
So I can only imagine how Alexa, you know, works. I mean, my friend the other day, she's like, okay, Alexa, I'm going. And she said, you know, clean up after me. And she goes, that's Roomba's job. Like, Alexa made a joke. She Snapchatted that. And I'm like, still not justifiable as to why I need one. I mean, I go on Amazon enough. I don't need an
Alexa.
Alexa's
funny.
She
got jokes. And if you tell her to tell you a knock-knock joke, she will. If you say, Alexa, tell me a clean joke.
So it's just like Siri.
Tell me a... It is. So the other day I asked her, I said, are you friends with Siri? And I forget what she said, but it was a funny response. But it was like, you know, if you ask it the right way, but also I thought I was funny. And I asked her to play a song on the spot, and because it wasn't Amazon Prime, she wouldn't play it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I say, Alexa, go into Pandora and play this or download this or play this.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know. I think I like Siri better. And I don't even have Apple products. I don't even own Apple products.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to speaking to this artificial intelligence, I'm definitely loving Siri better. I mean, I...
Who do you talk to? How do you talk to Siri, then?
The iPad.
Oh.
I don't own the iPad, but in the past, the person who used to live with me had an iPad. That would be my ex.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
Okay,
but the thing is,
And we would just sit there and just fucking crack up at all the questions. But the problem is not as fun.
You can't... Well, you have to do it right, and you have to say it right. The thing is that if someone had... you know, had Amazon Prime and you were like, Alexa, play this, they'd probably be able to go bloop, you know, that thing. Right. You did also mention that Alexa picked up on certain, like you were having a conversation because Alexa was close to certain things.
Close to my head.
Close.
Because and Alexa is on the nightstand next to my head. And by the way, if you are saying, so I tested this the other night. It's Alexa, and it will turn on. Mm-hmm. Alicia, and it will turn on, because she turns on when hearing the
Same thing when I do, like if I said, hi, Galaxy, my phone could turn on. If I change it a different way and I say it a different tone, yeah. it won't pick up.
Right.
Or same thing when I say, okay, Google, it'll go bloop, bloop.
Right.
So, and I think my Alexa joke was pretty fucking hilarious.
Your Alexa, that was pretty spot on.
I mean, your son is in the other room, so I can't necessarily say anything, but, you know.
It was pretty spot on.
You had tears.
I was dying. Peter was dying.
Wait, did I?
Mr. I just said.
I'm not editing that out.
No.
Wait. So did you? Wait. I said that with you first, and then yes, you had me redo
it. I did, because it wasn't as funny as when I said it. It's so, always funnier.
So
when
moving
you say
on to the next topic, I met Mr. E.
You did.
He's a pretty cool cat. He's pretty dope.
Yeah.
He can definitely hang. I didn't get hostile with him the minute I heard him breathe, like some other guy. He didn't say jackass things that made me want to go for his throat within the first 5 minutes. After a while, I was like, man, I feel bad, because that was probably a lot of B-side he just got all at once.
I don't know, what, 2 or 3 hours you were here?
I was probably here for like 2 hours.
Definitely 2 hours.
I was like, whoo, that was a lot of energy, man. Like, I don't know. Did he take a nap after I left or something? Like, damn. I was just like.
He was pretty tuckered out. He had a big day of meeting people.
Yes, he did.
He had a big day. He has met a lot of people thus far.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, he really has.
It was funny because I'm like, wait, everyone else has already met this cat and I haven't?
No, not really. No. Just the children.
Well, yeah.
That's pretty big.
That's pretty
big. And then you. All right. Right? So you're on the top of the big list.
You also needed me to gauge him. Not that you really need me to gauge him, but you were like.
No, I do, because I really respect your opinion.
Yeah, he's not the first one that I was like,
because you have to understand, you have been probably one of the only ones that have met anybody else. All of my other friends.
Because I live at the end of your driveway.
Well, let's talk about Erica. She's never met one. Nobody.
Yeah, but that's also because she doesn't live at the end of your driveway.
I understand, but these are like, you know what I mean? Like, she has never met one, any.
Yeah, but
my sister's only met like one. You know right. what I mean? So,
but
it's
then
like,
you had other friends because you took him to a cookout, that dude to a cookout.
And yeah, stuff. And he didn't talk. So, what do you want to do about that one?
No, I think this dude can hang. Like,
oh, he can hang with, and he has a comfortability with anybody, and everyone just feels really comfortable around him. And I think that
I will say this.
He's listening.
This may be calling some other fools out. But when I was discussing where I used to live, he was not like, oh, are you gay? You like chicks? He didn't do that.
Of course he's not. He's a real person.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know. Yeah. He also doesn't live on the island, and he doesn't live in a box.
No.
And, you know,
he's,
so.
He hung
with some of my crazy stories. I actually trained someone the other day. They came to my warehouse, and I was talking to them, and they asked me, like, a question, and I just went into this thing, and they're like, wow, that's a lot. I'm like, oh, yeah, and I have people that can back. This isn't me making up shit. This legit, all of this happened. Yes, I have someone that is very close to me who is in prison. That is correct. I did cry at yoga. Yes, because I was thinking of him at that time. Sorry, not sorry. You know, like, so she was like, that was a lot. I'm like, oh, that's right. I forgot. You're 22. You're not understanding how to, like, see the world. Like, it took me a while, but, you know, I got there.
So, speaking of see the world, Bridget, it is 1717. Are you dating it?
Nope.
What's happening? Are you on the fucking social media? Are you on the Tinder?
I'm on the social meets.
What's happening? Are you on the dating social meets? What's happening?
Oh, God, no. My new year hasn't started yet.
So, we're still going by, blah, 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 to your birthday, because that's the new year.
No, January 15th, depending on my hangover. Not that I plan on getting hungover, because I don't want to.
Okay. But I have another week before I can ask you this again.
And I'm going to answer the same way?
No. You need to put yourself out there, Bridget.
I'm not ready yet.
When are you going to be ready? Because you weren't ready in 2016 either.
No, I was working on myself.
Okay, what are you working on in 2017?
I haven't figured that out yet.
I know. You're not working on 08 inches. Hey. On that one.
Oh, well, no. He's actually dwindled. But, we'll just say that. No, there was a moment that I thought was going to happen on New Year's, but it was wah, wah. Which happened the same thing last year. I was like, same dude, I don't fucking get why.
Oh, you same dude?
Why do you keep trying? Yeah.
I give up. I'm just now noticing that I took down my tree today, but I still have the holiday cards up.
You should keep my holiday card up all year long.
You and Kyle.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree with that. Oh, I de-Christmased today too.
Yeah,
with the exception of my outside lights, because those are apparently the only beacon that anyone can see on this fucking street right now.
Yeah, apparently, because it's a whiteout back out there.
Can you see City Hall yet?
Let's see. Hold on.
Let's go to the map.
Let's gauge.
Let's do it.
I can see City Hall, and there's no blue light blinking.
So, you can see City Hall, so that means that the snow has actually calmed down, which it was.
But there's no blue light, but I thought we had a snow ban. So, if there's a snow ban, a parking ban, we should see the blue light.
Maybe the person to turn on the blue light went home.
Maybe early. He went home early.
Yeah.
I think so.
Probably.
So, Bridget.
Yo.
We're in 2017 now.
We are.
But you're still buying record vinyls.
I am.
How the hell did you find a record vinyl?
Newbery Comics.
They sell them?
Yeah. Mystery Train.
Hold on. You have a record player.
I do.
From your mama?
No. My brother actually scored one for me that actually can play my iPod if I wanted it to.
What?
Yeah. It's the hipster thing now. Like, there's a revival of record players because TJ Maxx was selling record players at Christmas.
Wait, what?
Yeah. There's a revival of record players, so... I found one at Family Dollar that had, like, Bluetooth capability, and I was like, because I have vinyls at home. Like, I inherited...
You do?
Yeah. I inherited vinyls from my mom and my aunt when my aunt passed away. I have Michael Jackson Thriller, and I have Purple Rain.
What?
I have Wham, which was on my Instagram today. Yeah, like the OG, like...
You have all the original vinyls.
West Side Story soundtrack, The Monkees.
What?
Yep. Don McLean. Yep.
What?
Yep. Southside Johnny.
So,
oh, yeah.
So, can you refresh my memory? When you're playing a vinyl, to get to the next song, do you have to pick it up and put it down?
Yeah. Or you just listen to the record.
Or you could just leave it going and it will do it for you.
So, I actually bought a current singer-songwriter on vinyl today. I bought James Bay live.
Wait, on vinyl?
Yes.
Wait, they're doing current music on vinyl?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right,
I'm not... I don't know if I can follow this. Why are they doing current music on vinyl?
Because some people, like, some old school DJs or some hipsters, that's what they do. It's that... They've always made vinyls, but they're coming back. There's a resurgence coming. And so James Bay released a live vinyl... And he only put 3,000 out there in America, and I got 2,096.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I called Newbery Comics today because I was in the area, and I said, hey, well, actually, because I went to Mystery Train the other day, and I said, do you have, like, newer artists? And he's like, not really. He's like, your best bet is to go to Newbery Comics. I'm like, no. Because Newbery Comics, back in the day for us, was, like, all the CDs and
all this cool
stuff. Nowadays, it's just, like, all pot leaves and Star Wars. And I'm like,
yeah,
you know, kids don't need to be wearing pot, like, things. That's what Spencer's Gifts is for.
Yeah, exactly.
So I called Newbery Comics today, and I said, hey, do you happen to have James Bay live? And they're like, oh, let me check. Well, we have this one record from him. It's called Common Chaos Live. I'm like, yes, what I just fucking said. And they're like, yeah, we only have one. I was like, great. I am on my way. She's like, I can't guarantee that it'll be here when you get here. I'm like, it's been released since November. It's probably going to be there. I'm like, could you put my name on it? And I literally, within
15... Or could pay for it over the phone? Like,
no, I was literally there within 5 minutes.
And you're down the street.
Yeah.
So how much are records going for?
This one was $25.
Whoa, for a record?
Oh, yeah. But, so certain records are $33.50. Like,
wow.
Yeah. And then there are ones that go higher. But Mystery Train, though, Mystery Train's the place to go if you want, like, old school stuff. Like, I haven't been in Mystery Train since they moved into that spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh.
They got a good spot, though.
Yeah. I was, like, so overwhelmed. And my friend George out west, he's been collecting vinyls for a minute. And I took a picture the other day. And I'm like, another reason why you need to come visit me. He's like, he's like, damn. He's like, as much as I would love to do that, he's like, I'd pretty much want to come to see you on your home turf. I'm like, hey, Fiesta's coming.
Lord, you're another one of those to just only invite people during Fiesta?
Yes. I have four friends that have actually contacted me and was like, hey, I'm trying to make it out
there. Bring them all down.
They're like, I'm trying to make it out there.
Just say, let's go, Bebo. Let's go. I'll house them on my couch. Let's do it.
I'm like, because the only thing is with Fiesta, like, there's things to do. It's active. There's, like, traditions and stuff like that.
Right, yeah,
like, my girl Lena, she's like, I'm putting in for vacation. She's self-employed. So she's like, I'm coming. I'm like, don't fucking front with me. Don't be giving me, like, hopes. And then you'd be like, nah, I can't do it. So, She's pretty much sure she's coming out, which would be cool. You know, because when I lived out west, only one friend came to visit me out west. And she visited me a few times.
Who was that?
Sandy Butts.
Oh, yeah.
So Sandy came out, and then when she got married, her and her husband, well, before she got married, her and her boyfriend had come out. They're now married. Jamie Mayer.
Yeah.
He was out. He came out to San Diego. I love him.
He's a cool cat.
They were just going out there for their honeymoon.
Yeah.
So, like, it was just by coincidence that I was out there. So, I actually scored them, like, oceanfront suite at my hotel I worked at.
Nice.
Stuff. And then they moved over to another hotel. So, they had a great time. But since I've moved back, ain't nobody coming to visit me. All of my other friends, like, some of my friends are like, oh, I'm in Boston for, like, 3 days. I'm like, hey, 45-minute drive. It's an hour train ride. You think you want to, like, let me know and I would have come and visited you?
Yeah, it's not as
I guess not we're not bad. That tight. That's cool.
It's not as bad.
Whatever.
So, lately, another life situation.
Moment.
Yeah, in the Cox Wolf household. Tally got a car.
Mm-hmm.
She did. So, Charlie got her a car.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty amazing. She's a good kid.
Her reaction was, like, I got misty. I felt a little heartstring.
Yeah.
There was an onion in the area. It was like, oh, this is so cute.
Mm. Well, like, Tally is known to put on a nice reaction. She's very passionate. She's very emotional. She's very emotionary. So, she's very emotional. Wears a heart in her sleeve. She don't like you, she'll let you know. She love you, she'll let you know. She really excited. She'll let you know.
I think she tolerates me and Tyler loves me because Tyler invites me out to your Tyler dinner loves dates. You.
Oh, yeah. Can I invite Bridget? Can Bridget come in?
What's Bridget doing today?
Yeah. What's Bridget doing?
Bridget's not dating. What is she doing today?
Yeah. So you know it. You know Tyler likes you if he's inviting you places.
I hear movement. Here he comes. No?
No.
No.
He's there.
All right.
He's just laughing, looking at his phone. I can see him right now.
Which also means with Talia having her own car, I won't be confused as to why you're Snapchatting me from your couch when your car is not in your driveway.
No, however, today I parked
You parked super close to that wall.
Yeah, I did. Because when it snows as much as we get, I want to be super close to that wall so all the snow doesn't come in underneath. I'm against the wall.
Yeah.
So it's that mentality of I'm against the wall sideways and backwards. So when I pull, I can just pull out having...
You're not going to be able to pull out there. There's a lot of snow out. There's a lot of white stuff out there.
Oh, Lord. I don't like the white stuff.
I don't like the white stuff either.
Not that type of white stuff. I don't like it.
Are we talking like Scarface white stuff? Because it's been a minute, but...
I don't know. We're putting out so many innuendos.
So many things on
this one that I don't even know where we're going with this. Here's what I have a question about. So, people that you are friends with on Facebook or Instagram, right? Vice versa. Usually, you know...
You're one and the same.
Go hand in hand. Yeah. One and the same. Here's what I think is fucking hilarious. People will unfriend you or not follow you on one social aspect, but they will keep you on the other. So do you think they realize, oh, that's a bitch, I'm going to unfriend you, but then when they go hop over to Instagram, I'm still there.
So here's my thing.
What do you think's happening there?
What I don't understand is, and I am a huge offender of this, so I'm going to be a complete hypocrite, that when I post on Instagram, which I rarely do nowadays, I share it to Facebook.
I post to Instagram to share to Facebook all the time.
Why follow me on Instagram if you're only going to see it on Facebook? But there are things I only put on Instagram. There are things I only put on Snapchat.
Well, obviously, Snapchat is what it is.
But I don't share. But there are people who will Snapchat, Instagram, and then Facebook it.
No, if I Snapchat, but it's literally only to Snapchat.
But it could be because they don't have because people don't have Snapchat, so they follow them on Instagram and then they follow them on Facebook. Who knows? I know that there are people that like my photos on Instagram, but they don't necessarily like the same photo on Facebook. But then again, they also don't like a lot of things on my Facebook, which proves to me they may not actually be following me or they hid me on Facebook.
Well, I understand that part. Like if you're liking or following or seeing someone on one aspect.
But maybe they're also.
But why would they unfriend you or block you on Facebook, but then still be friends with you and see everything you do on Instagram?
Because
that doesn't make sense.
Because
to
when
me.
You're on Instagram, you're taking photos of stuff. You're not talking about opinions.
So
you're not,
if they're
unfriending
you're
not Facebook living unnecessary snow shit.
No, I had a lot of great stuff because people who are my friends and think that's funny, that's who you're really doing it for. You're not doing it for the world. Let's get real.
No.
Like, you're not really. But so why would you take the time to unfriend me on Facebook, but you still keep it real or try to keep it real?
Do they comment
on Instagram?
Do they comment on your Insta?
No.
So they probably just want to look at your photos. They're probably wiping out.
Or how about they thought they were smart in the time that they were doing whatever. Oh, I'm going to unfriend this bitch. And then totally forget about Instagram. I think that's what the real deal is. You want me to get real? That's what I think.
I mean, it's funny to me when people are like, what were they thinking? It's like, I don't know. I'm not a mind reader. It's like, I hope that was a rhetorical question. Because I say that a lot to people now. I'm like, I hope that was a rhetorical question because you really want me to answer that? Because I don't know what the fuck these people were thinking. But it very much could be. We don't know the situation. It could be that maybe they
are... It's just stupid and weird.
Maybe they're eliminating people from their Facebook feed and they still follow you on Instagram. Who knows?
That's stupid.
Who knows?
It's stupid.
Well,
but okay. So, do we have a closer?
I can create one.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So, we're going to be running on 40-ish minutes here. We're going to hope that it all downloads well and good, and I Fair hope it me. Does.
Just keep talking. Talk about your love, your life, your beauty. Mr. E, give me
some. Oh, Lordy, Bridget. So, yeah. Oh, so Tyler and I went and saw the movie Sing. That was last night. It was a very cute movie. Actually, some movies did. I don't know if we talked about this before. Yeah, we did. We talked about saw Manchester by the Sea, Cloud Beauty. A lot of great movies out right now. I'm a huge, huge supporter of the Boston Cinema, and that is because they have the best popcorn. They still pop their own popcorn. Their butter is amazing, and they just do it right. And you know, the big movie theaters, I feel like, they just ship in the popcorn, they throw it in the heater, and it's not as good. It's kind of gross, if you ask me. So I'm, not only do you have to have, you know, you have go to Gloucester Cinema, which is a great place to support, but you also have like the best popcorn ever. So that's always a plus. Tyler, is there a movie that you want to go see next? What? Is there a movie that you want to go see? Like, what's the next movie you want to see? Patriot's Day. So Patriot's Day is on a limited release, which Bridget got to see. It's right now it's playing in Revere and in one other place. But on January 20 something or other, which is going to be in 2 weeks, it's going to be on release to the rest of the world. That is something we definitely want to go see and something that we definitely will. So Patriot's Day, you saw it?
I did.
You recommend people seeing it?
I absolutely do.
All right.
I definitely recommend it. Actually releases on January 13th in world
13th. Oh, I thought the 20 something.
No, on the wide screens, like on all theaters and stuff like that. Yeah, cuz I saw it last week because it was only in limited release.
Right.
In
so Boston. Friday the 13th.
Yep.
So this is Alicia Unleashed. We are wrapping up episode 51, first one of 2017. I thank you again for listening to me and B-Side.
49 till 100.
Ooh, I don't want, I don't need, I can't stand no minute. Welcome to the Get Your Freak On Hotel.
How much for a room?
It's $10 a minute. But you look like a $5 brother.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
I don't want no minute man. He's gonna appreciate this one.
Good morning, Gloucester. Good night.